Moral and Theological Virtues. Before Christianity, philosophers with a purely human outlook defined nobility as perfect virtue. The Church goes a step further and teaches also about the supernatural virtues gratuitously granted by God to man. By living these virtues fully, man can attain sanctity. When the Church proclaims someone to be a saint, she investigates his or her life to be sure that this person practiced to a heroic degree the supernatural virtues of faith, hope, and charity, as well as the cardinal virtues of prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude, along with their related virtues. Virtue and virtuous deeds are what crown human nature, especially if it has been elevated by the supernatural virtues, since grace does not destroy nature, but perfects it. What is virtue? Nature is the radical principle of operations. It does not operate in itself, but rather through its faculties, be they spiritual or sensual. Thanks to our faculties, we see with our eyes, hear with our ears, and know with our intelligence. With practice, the faculties acquire stable habits of behavior called operative habits. If the habit is good, it is called a virtue. If it is bad, it is called a vice. Virtue, then, is a quality of the spiritual faculties that inclines man to do what is good. The human virtues. The most excellent virtues are the supernatural ones, which refer directly to God. But the moral virtues are also important, since by perfecting man's conduct, they lead him to God. Some virtues are acquired by natural effort. Others, being supernatural, are gratuitously granted by God. The theological virtues are always supernatural, that is, infused by God. The moral virtues can be acquired or infused by God. It is not true that man always sins, as Luther said. Man can do good with his natural strength, and by doing so, he can acquire virtues, like sincerity, being hardworking, discretion, loyalty. The main moral virtues are prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. They are also called cardinal virtues because they are the foundation of the other moral virtues. Prudence disposes reason to discern in every circumstance our true good and to choose the right means for achieving it. Justice consists in the firm and constant will to give to God and neighbor their due. Fortitude assures strength in difficulties and constancy in the pursuit of good. Temperance moderates the attraction towards pleasures and ensures a balanced use of created goods. Besides the cardinal virtues, man has to practice other moral virtues like religion, humility, obedience, joy, patience, penance, and chastity. Natural virtues and supernatural grace. At times it is hard to practice natural virtues because of the disorder and evil inclinations left by original sin. But God grants grace that purifies the intellect and elevates human virtues to the supernatural level so as to help us to obtain the goal we have been called to, eternal beatitude, heaven. In this way, virtues continue to be natural while also becoming supernatural. With God's help, natural virtues strengthen our character and make the practice of doing good easy. The theological virtues. Since man has been elevated to the supernatural order, natural virtues, although necessary, are not sufficient. God, from the moment of baptism, grants Christians the supernatural virtues along with grace. The supernatural virtues are faith, hope, and charity. Faith is the supernatural virtue by which we believe, based on God's authority, the truths revealed to us and taught by the Church. Hope is the supernatural virtue by which we place our trust in God, who will glorify us through his grace and our correspondence. Charity is the supernatural virtue by which we love God above all things, and ourselves and our neighbours, for love of God. Gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit. The gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit are like the crown of the supernatural building. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are supernatural perfections infused by God to facilitate the practice of the virtues, making us docile to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. There are 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. In addition, the tradition of the Church lists, as the first fruits of eternal glory, 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit: charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. Charity, the highest virtue. Charity is the greatest of all virtues, being first among the theological virtues, which are more excellent than all the others. All virtue, to be authentic, must be inspired by charity. As St. Paul says, charity is the bond of perfection, the form of all the other virtues. To grow in virtue. A Christian who tries to lead a life worthy of God counts on divine grace and the virtues, that is, on all the means to achieve the goal to which God calls him. Therefore, with God's help and with his own effort, man has to grow in virtue. God never abandons us, and it is enough that we struggle to do what is good and to practice charity, since charity, as we have mentioned above, consists in loving God with all our heart and loving ourselves and our neighbour for love of God. Resolutions for Christian life. Practice the moral virtues in ordinary life: study, work, family life, friendship. Ask God to increase in us the theological virtues. Do so especially during the consecration at Mass with the words, "Lord, increase my faith, hope, and charity."